Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. House passed a bill that's now live in the Senate, can be brought up at any moment, and it will, if passed, legalize election fraud even greater than what we saw in 2020. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this is so-called H.R. 1. It is 793 pages in length. And what it'll do is take over all the authority of the states with regards to federal elections, your members of Congress, and the President of the United States. The Constitution, believe it or not, does give the federal government the right to be able to make regulations on federal elections. It can't say anything with regards to the state elections. The only thing the Constitution prohibits the federal government from doing is affecting the actual places of the voting. But the federal government does have this authority, and the federal government has always allowed the states to have lots of authority here. And that's where these states have ultimately regulated both state and federal elections. But this would actually seize authority, Holly. There's a lot of activity going on right now among the very many states, including those that were targets of voter fraud and the mail-in ballots, where the legislatures are actually debating and, in many cases, passing legislation to rein in the voter fraud. If this H.R. 1 is passed in the Senate, all that would stop because H.R. 1, with its 793 pages, will supersede every voter law in the country with regards to these federal elections.
You know, and this bottom line, this will make us a third world country because this bill is designed to hand over to the Democrats the power for every single election. It will keep them in power every single election. And look at November 3rd, what happened, and fix that problem so that we continue to have a republic, so that America has free and fair elections.
Yeah, and you know, former President Jimmy Carter and former Secretary of State James Baker, they were on the Committee on Federal Election Reform in 2005, and they ultimately came up with a report that said, you know, the voter ID is a problem because we need to address that. But they also said mail-in ballot is a problem because it is very high probability. This is where fraud can ultimately be done. Harvesting ballots, all these other kinds of things, having people vote multiple times. We need to resolve that. We need to rein that in. Well, under H.R. 1, this bill would ban voter ID, so you can never ask for a person's ID. It will mandate no-fault mail-in ballots, meaning that doesn't matter what's wrong with the ballot, you have to accept it. And in fact, you have to accept these ballots up to 10 days after the election, So you'll never know an election in the future decided on the day of the election. And then you saw what happened in Pennsylvania with all these mail-in ballots when the numbers didn't look right to some people and Trump was really ahead. And then they stopped the reporting, and then all these hundreds, you know, these thousands and thousands of mail-in ballots all of a sudden showed up and they were counted.
And we knew this was happening. I mean, President Trump knew this was happening. He tweeted months ago before the election that, you know, thousands and thousands of ballots are going to be brought in from other countries, the biggest election fraud in our lifetime. And what do you know? It happened. But then we saw it real time happening before our very eyes, and nobody was doing anything. And now you want to legalize that? I mean, even one of our own attorneys was up there in Pennsylvania. He got qualified as a poll watcher to up there and oversee the ballots. They wouldn't even let him in to look at the ballots.
Well, this will prevent poll watchers from cooperating with election officials to identify and challenge voter registrations concerning fraud. It will mandate same-day voter registration, so someone can come in 5 minutes before the polls close with no ID, not even in the precinct, because you can vote in any precinct. and you'll be able to vote, and they won't be able to challenge you. And if anybody challenges you, that person is subject to up to $100,000 in fine. It allows people outside the precincts to vote, so you can run around your state or multiple states, vote the same day or throughout a period of several days in all these different places, no voter ID, and no requirement to be in that particular precinct. It automatically registers all individuals as opposed to just merely citizens, and it also registers convicted felons. Now, here's one of the things that we found, and this would actually exponentially expand this well. Bill Gates used his own money, millions and millions of dollars, and he targeted specific sections of specific states. It wasn't just, let's get out the vote. He would target places that are heavy Democratic areas historically, and he put lots and lots and lots of money in it. Let me give you an example. He gave $10 million to the city of Philadelphia, $2.5 million to Chester County, which is next door to Philadelphia, $2.2 million to Delaware County, next door to Philadelphia, $2.05 million to Allegheny County, home of Pittsburgh, $863,000 to Center County, $474,232 to Lancaster County, that's also in Pennsylvania, $471,000 to Berks County, and $148,000 to Erie County. He did this in other states as well. And what did he do? He paid the individual election officials. Now, he's not paying to get somebody elected. He's giving money to these people who are election officials to ultimately expand mail-in ballots. Mm-hmm. And in some of these places, what he did was, through those proceeds that he gave, he ultimately, they set up all these drop boxes all over these locations. So it wouldn't be in Pennsylvania as a whole. It'd only be in certain targeted Democratic strongholds of Pennsylvania. So you can see exactly what he was doing. He increased the mail-in ballots, and then he put up these drop boxes where you can drop these ballots in all over the place. That has to be stopped. You should not be able to pay money directly. And we're not talking about supporting a candidate. We're talking about paying money directly to an official election individual to ultimately give them millions of dollars and then tell them this is how it needs to be used. He did $18.7 million of personal money into the hands of city and county employees. And he did a lot more than that. He actually spent a couple hundred million dollars, I believe.
$350 million. So, you know, he needs to come clean. He needs to show the receipts what he did, because he really skewed this election.
73% of Joe Biden's 126,649 vote margin gain in the key battleground state of Pennsylvania came from seven counties and one city, all of which received more than $18 million from Zuckerberg's, quote, safe elections, close quote, project.
And that's criminal. I mean, this is a social media guy. This is criminal.
He funded the Center for Technology and Civic Life, and that's what they did. And this bill, H.R. 1, would ultimately do so much more. It would expand mail-in ballots. It would allow people to harvest them. It would allow people to submit them even via internet with no trackable information, allow you to drop off thousands of these ballots. Even though they're not complete, you can't reject them. Allow the person to vote who you don't know whether they're of age. You don't know whether they are a legal citizen. You don't know whether they are in the state or resident of the state, because you can't ask them for ID. You can't ask them for ID. I mean, that's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
But you know, Matt, it was frustrating to watch this happen real time during the November election. But now is the time we, the people, have got to speak up and take action and protect our country in our elections.
You've got to do it, because if you don't, you'll never have another election again that is real. So go to lcaction.org/HR1. You can also go to lc.org/HR1, either one, Liberty Council or Liberty Council Action /HR1. And there we have information on this. We want you to fax the senators, sign a petition, and you can also make calls as well. Even though you say your senator won't listen, you can still fax because there's different senators you can select, different levels, and they can go to other senators as well. Every voice is important, so make a difference. Stop this HR1.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.